Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Faith of Jesus. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Do you want to please God?
Yes.
Oh, it should be such a desire in our heart that God be pleased with our life.
Amen.
Is it strong in you?
Yes.
Stir it up if it's not. Do you desire that God be pleased with your marriage?
Yes.
That God be pleased with your children?
Yes.
With what goes on in your house?
Yes.
Your work, your business?
Yes.
How many have a desire that God be pleased with this church? Be pleased with the services. Be pleased with the outreaches and the activities. That we don't do anything that grieves Him or displeases Him. Is that strong in your heart?
Yes.
It should be. Of course, we've got the major key to it. What is it?
Faith.
Faith. Which means you must pull in the parking lot and park your car in faith.
Yes.
Right? You must come in these doors how?
In faith.
In faith. Well, what if you're mad at somebody because they got your parking place? Would you be in faith? Faith works by love, right? Huh? What if you come in depressed and aggravated and irritated? Is that coming in faith? No, then you're coming in. If you come in like that, you're coming in did not please the Lord. We must come in faith. Sit in faith. Sing in faith. Give in faith. Pray in faith.
Yes.
Preach in faith.
Yes.
Do you know there's a lot of preaching that's not in faith?
Yes.
There's a lot of teaching. It's not in faith.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of teaching is a woe, woe, woe unto you. Right? And I mean, it's doom and it's gloom and it's destruction. Right? And when you leave, if you left anything, you left scared. Like, whew. Boy, bad stuff's going on. Bad stuff's going on. Well, no. Sometimes there are some things we need to look at, but no matter what's going on or what's coming up, we know the God who delivers us and protects us and keeps us. And the Bible said He will deliver us from the wrath to come.
Amen.
I said, aren't you scared, you know, about what's coming up? Yeah, for lost people. Not for myself. Did you hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
No, we are not supposed to be down. We are not supposed to be depressed trying to project that we're spiritual. Oh, there's so much need in the world, Brother Keith. Well, do something about it.
Yeah.
Shout. Well, I can't meet all the needs in the world. Really? Did you ever think you could? Or there was a possibility you ever would? You were never the Savior and you never will be the Savior.
Yeah.
You've never been the provider and you never will be the provider.
Yeah.
And so for you to go around and worry and go around depressed about the needs of the world is pride. Ugly, stinking pride trying to act like you could change it all if you decided to. No, you're supposed to do your part. Do what the Lord directs you to do and then cast the care about the rest of it over on Him and enjoy your salvation and let God bless you, because it's not how sad you are that leads people to the Lord. It's the goodness of the Lord in your life that'll draw people to Him and lead them to repentance and change. It's too many times that people have been beat down, they're broke, they're sick, their stuff is tore up, they're damaged, their life's a mess, and they try to tell people, you know, well, God is taking me through a rough way, and He's teaching me through all these things, and yeah, He made me sick, and yeah, He sent that tornado and blow my house down, and yeah, He made my transmission break, but He's teaching me some valuable things, and don't you want to join the flock? And sinners go, no, no thanks. They've already got a shepherd that steals, kills, and destroys. Right? No. No, it's when we're delivered. It's when we're healed. It's when we're protected. It's when we overcome. It's when we're victorious. And people look at us and go, man, Woo, you're something. How do you do that? You say, hey, you think I'm something? You ought to see my shepherd. How do you do it? Well, I got a good shepherd. And he takes good care of me. And we're still taking applications for the flock. Right? People want a good shepherd. They want a God like that. And that's who he really is. God's been lied on. In church. Right? He has. Let's see to it that we don't do it. Without faith, it is what?
Impossible.
Not just hard, not rare. Impossible. There's no way that you can or ever will please God in anything without faith. For he that comes to God must. See, we've been talking about this. Is faith optional? It's not optional. It's required. God requires us to have faith and believe him. He that comes to God must believe. Believe what? That God exists. If you didn't believe God existed, you wouldn't be here this morning. Right? That's why some people are not here this morning. Maybe he is, maybe he's not. I don't know. I'm glad I'm not there. How about you? What a bleak, dark place to live. I know better. And you got to believe what else? Not just believe that God exists. Not just believe God is, but what else? You must, not should, must believe that he is, and you must believe that he is a rewarder. Oh, hallelujah. Boy, you could preach a whole month right there. He's a what?
Rewarder.
See, some people think all God is a punisher. It's all they've ever heard. It's all they think about. Watch out, watch out. Whoo, he'll get you. He's got his stick raised and he's waiting for you to make a mistake. Boom, he's going to get you. No, you must believe what? That God will get you? No, believe that he is a, which is another way of saying he's a good God. He's a good God. What does that mean? He'll bless you. You reach up to him, you believe him, you obey him, he will reward you. Oh, come on, somebody ought to get stirred up about this morning. It's already begun to happen with a number of people in this church, and it's just getting started. That you are getting serious about God, you read your chapter. Out loud. With your wife, your husband, your children, you read your chapter every day. Somebody said, I don't do it yet. I know, that's why I said it again. I don't know why you don't do it. Did you hear me? It's ignorance and rebellion. No, everybody at Faith Life Church. Come on, tell me now. How many? Everybody at Faith Life Church. They read their chapter every day, Monday through Friday. And you read it out loud. You read it in front of your spouse. You read it in front of your children. You read it out loud. It's so important. I know a lot of people don't see the importance, and it's sad that they don't. It is so vital. You're doing so many things when you do that. When you say, we don't have time, you just taught your children not to give the word first place in their life. That it's not important enough for you to do. Other things are more. You running out the door, you reading the paper, you doing this and that is more important. And you're setting life standards and precedents for those children. But when everything stops and we sit down and we open the book and we say, Lord, thank you for your holy word. How precious it is. How wonderful. Open our eyes to see good things out of your word. And everybody's supposed to pay attention, and you can't make noises, and you can't be ugly, and you can't do other things. You have to pay attention and you listen and you reverence the word of God and you expect to get fed. And you talk about how good it is. Oh, did you see that? Oh, that's good. Glory to God. Oh, that answers something I've been looking for 3 years. Look at that. And you do it every day. It sets a pillar down in your life. You begin to be rooted and grounded and not shaken. And we got people that are putting God first, and they're sowing service, and they're, you know, getting their priorities right. And what is happening is God is beginning to reward them. Because they are seeking him diligently. They're looking towards him and putting him first. And you've just begun to see it. I'm telling you, God is raising up some people in this place big time. He's going to give you ability. He's going to give you finance. He's going to give you wealth and influence. Glory to God. Reward you. reward you. He's going to protect your kids. You know, Brother Hagin said years ago he was in the ministry. His son, Ken Jr., was in the military on the other side of the world. And he was in a meeting and in the bed at night and was waking in the middle of the night. And he knew in his heart that his boy was in danger. Just knew it. He started praying in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit. And he prayed in the Spirit. And the Lord spoke to him and said, he's going to be fine. He said, but if you hadn't obeyed me, and did, you know, he left his church in security where he was, went out in the road ministry and did some things that weren't comfortable. He said, if you hadn't obeyed me on that, he said, they'd have brought him home in a box. But you obeyed me, and I'll protect him and I'll bring him home. Now, is that a rewarder? Does God look out for you in the things that count? And that very night, they figured the time. That very night, at that time, he was out riding a motorcycle with some guys. And they were cutting up and you know, acting wild. And they were ripping around a road. And he lost his traction and got on the side of the road and got in some gravel. And it was on a mountain. And next thing you know, they were slipping and sliding. Next thing you know, he's back up in the middle of the road. And they went and looked at, and they saw the tire track go off the edge. How's that work? Yeah. And then you're back up in the middle of the road. Angels.
That's right. Amen.
But not just angels.
Yeah.
God having a right to do something for you. Why? How many know when you put God's things first and you take care of His, He is going to take care of yours.
Yeah.
You obey Him and put Him first, He's going to reward you. He's going to look out for you. Keep you. You must believe, not should, must believe that God is. And you must believe what?
He's a rewarder.
You reach up, He's going to reach down. You draw near to Him, He's going to draw near to you. You knock, He's going to open. You seek, He's going to cause you to find. You ask, He's going to give it to you. Right? You serve Him, He's going to bless you. And they say, well, you just never know. You just have to live. No, no. You're supposed to expect it.
Yes.
Expect it. Right? That God's going to bless me. I'm serving Him. He's going to bless me. I'm believing Him. He's going to take care of me. Right? Good things are happening for me. And they're going to happen for me. Because I serve God. Can you say amen?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Expectation, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R804B. That's R804B. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.